Our scripture today is taken from Hebrews chapter 10, beginning with verse 19. Now, for those who may not know where Hebrews is it in the Old or the New Testament? New Testament. As a matter of fact, you may have a difficult time finding where this is. It is towards the back of the New Testament, right after Titus, and right before one of my favorite books of the Bible, James. So I invite you to turn with me to Hebrews chapter 10. Keep your mitts off there. Chapter 10, these boys up here, my amen section, they call themselves. And they're trying to push buttons on here to mess me up. In support, I am sure. It's in support. We'll begin with verse 19 of chapter 10. Once you find that, and by the way, I always say find it in your Bible or the Pew Bible, and I guess if I had my way, which, being the youngest in my family, I very rarely got my way. But what? I would really wish that you would bring your Bible from home. I really would. That it's important to get the feel of it between your hands and to turn the pages with it. And that's one reason why we worship God, is to experience God in that way and understand God through our history as a church. So please, start, make it a habit to bring this, all right? But anyway, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. Once you find that, would you please close the Bible on your finger? Let's stand with me if you are able. And let's say the Bible pledge together loud and proud this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 29, 25 together. Therefore, my friends, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that He opened for us through the curtain, that is, through His flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who has promised is faithful. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As I like to do, I have created a sermon notes insert. I invite you to take that out and grab a pen or a pencil in the pew beside you and fill in the blanks as we go along. Also, I don't know if you remember, a couple months ago, I asked for a volunteer to create study guides for you. And praise God, someone stepped forward. So if you see Cliff Soppy, make sure you say, hey, thanks Cliff for that study guide, all right? So he's doing that for us now, assuming I get the scripture to him in time. But what that is for those of you who may not know, take this home with you, okay? It follows along with the idea of the sermon, the point the sermon was about. It gives you a daily devotional, a daily study guide. And what you can do is take home the joys and concerns that Deanna spoke of. Put it beside your prayer chair where you spend time with God and you have a study guide and you have people that need your prayers. So I really invite you, strongly invite you to do that. All right.